is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it is Wednesday. Thanks for joining me for the conversation. Appreciate your help and your support here. Georgia, no peach for Democrats. John Ossoff losing. Well, not reaching 50%, which is the same as losing. He had to get to 50%. $9 million dumped into that race, a whopping $1,700 from Georgia residents. All true, $1,700. The rest came from out of state. A killer in Fresno screaming Allahu Akbar as he targeted white people to kill, innocent white people for no particular reason. And the Facebook killer. Well, he killed himself, as I said he probably would. We'll talk about all of that, but I want to explore something with you here a little bit because of how horrendous it is and how it struck me. And the damage that it does. The recent news that a Michigan doctor had been arrested for performing female genital mutilation on little girls. It seems shocking, and it is, but unfortunately it's a sad reality to millions of girls and women around the world, including right here in the United States. And if you don't believe it, you need to wake up. And I say enough, because I'm tired of good people looking the other way and news networks ignoring the barbaric practice altogether as if it doesn't exist. Mutilation of little girls and their genitals in pursuit of their culture or their religious practice. I'm sorry, but that so-called culture has no place in America. None. It is a vulgar practice that should be rejected by all people from all backgrounds. This is not a discussion that goes one step further, but the secretive practice of female genital mutilation, or FGM, continues to happen in many nations around the world. It also happens in the shadows right here in America. It happens right here in Michigan, according to the FBI. The arrest recently of Dr. Jumana Nargawala for FMG, female genital mutilation, FGM, excuse me, which, according to the World Health Administration, is the partial or total removal of the clitoris, and it's sometimes referred to as a clitorectomy. It's a brutal procedure that leaves its victims with a lifetime of pain and complications, as they are often done in poor conditions. A federal judge refused to assign bail in the case after concluding Nargawala is a flight risk from these charges. The charges stem from the butchery of 2 7-year-old girls who were brought here from Minnesota by their mothers. Their mothers brought them here, telling them it was a special girls' adventure. Now, make no mistake, the practice is strictly illegal in America unless a medical reason can be substantiated, which is nearly impossible. In 2012, Congress enacted Passed and was able to get enacted and signed a new law that would cut and end vacation cutting. Vacation cutting, the practice of taking little girls outside of the United States for the mutilation during summer recess or other holidays. Can you imagine? The sickening procedure is performed predominantly in Muslim communities and cultures and is far more prevalent than most people would like to believe. The World Health Organization says the harmful procedure has been performed at least 500,000 times on women here in the U.S., even though it's been banned since 1996. Some say the number in the United States is actually far, far higher. worldwide, the number of girls and women who have been victimized by this practice, estimated more than 200 million. 200 million. By any definition, and I want to be very clear about this, by any definition, female genital mutilation is sexual violence. It is a violent crime committed only against girls and women. It is a violation so incredibly intimate and personal that the scars left behind are often permanent and debilitating. It must be brought to an end. It must be stopped now, no matter what it takes. It must be dragged kicking and screaming into the open and exposed in the light for what it is. It is a crime against civilized society. It has no place, should be shunned by all people and all nations. Of course, it won't be. I mean, people will say things in polite society. They'll say that it's terrible, and they'll get these looks on their faces. But it will remain the scourge it is because of spineless politicians and people who falsely claim the moral high ground. Sadly, many on the left will ignore the whole harrowing idea and ideology that leads to such bloody outrages against little girls, and instead will continue to focus on the mindless talking points and trying to label political opponents as racist, xenophobic knuckle draggers when we say we want to reduce the amount of immigration we have. We want to control the number of refugees here that come here. We want to make sure that we vet people more thoroughly. Well, you're a racist. You're a xenophobe. The 44-year-old Northfield doctor, by the way, had no previous criminal record and is also an emergency room doctor with the Henry Ford Health System. The illegal procedures were allegedly performed at a Livonia clinic so that it could be sterile. And I ask you, where's the outcry? Where is the outcry from the moderate Muslim communities about this medieval brutalization of little girls by adults who hold them down and cut them in the most private areas possible? Cases like this one show us that such horrors are not reserved for faraway third world nations, but can happen right here in our own backyards. How many girls and women must be mutilated before we stand up and say no more? How many daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers must be slashed in this barbaric way before we say this must end? Take a moment and consider this. Take a moment and consider the eyes and the horror of a little girl held down on a table by the very people she is supposed to trust and love, only to have her legs pulled apart and a knife cut away pieces of her flesh. You too feel the shame and know we cannot let it continue. You know this is wrong. I believe Dr. Jumana Nargwala should be sentenced as severely as any person convicted of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. It's the same. It might be worse in some aspects, in some regards. Any lesser sentence would be another crime against her victims. Any lesser conviction, any lesser sentence would be another crime against her victims. Wake up, my friends. This cannot continue. Not in my America. I'm Steve Gruber.